我好像听见周刚的声音呢。
I hear Brother Zhu's sound from here.
周刚弟兄在不在这？对不起，请坐，请坐，请坐。对不起，我先要解说一下这一首诗的诗歌。
I apologize. I must explain this hymn first.
也算是一个见证。
It is also a testimony.
临时我想起这个诗歌，我就很冒昧的就问孟弟兄能不能赶快把它印出来。
I just thought of this hymn and I asked Brother Meng if he can print this.
很糟糕的，我那个五线谱也没有带来。
Unfortunately, I didn't bring the music notes with me.
所以我也为难了那痴情的姊妹，她只是看着简谱来弹出来。
And I created a difficulty for our pianist where she just had to read the notes to play it.
孟弟兄就说他不会领着这个诗歌，他不熟啊。我说所有弟兄姊妹都不熟。
Brother Meng said, I cannot lead this hymn because I'm not familiar with it. And I said, that's okay because all brothers and sisters are not familiar with it.
我说你试试领着吧。
I said, why don't you try it?
他说他从来不会领诗歌。
And he said he never knows how to lead hymns.
刚才我就想到周刚弟兄如果在的话，那临时让周刚弟兄来来接受了。
And then I thought if Brother Tom Zhu is here, then we can ask him to lead it.
不过感谢主，弟兄姊妹听了那个调子也跟得上来。
But we thank our Lord that as brothers and sisters hear it, we can also sing it.
这首诗歌是很新的。
This hymn is very new.
我不知道有多少年。
I don't know for how many years.
大概是一年之内。
I think it's less than a year.
头一节是焦元莲弟兄，他在一次大大的病中，就是他去见主以前，一次的睡梦的当中，他梦到了他自己来到主的面前。
The first verse is written by Brother Zhao right before he went to see the Lord. He dreamed of these verses. He dreamed that he saw the Lord.
他在主的面前。
He dreamed that he was before the Lord.
就不知怎么样的就把这第一节的诗歌唱出来。
And he didn't know how, but he sang the first verse.
表达他对神的那一个心意。
To express what he was feeling for the Lord.
那么然后他就醒过来。
And then he woke up.
他这个诗歌的调，那个调子跟那个字句还留在他的心思里。
And the rhythm and the words of the hymn were still in his mind.
他马上就把它记下来。
And he immediately wrote it down.
那么，这只有他自己知道。
And only he himself know this.
也许他跟一些弟兄们交通过。
Perhaps he had fellowship about this with some brothers.
那等到他去世了，弟兄姊妹们为他开一个追思的聚会的时候。
And after he passed away, brothers and sisters had a gathering in remembrance of him.
他们聚会里头的一些诗歌班的弟兄姊妹就把这一首诗歌谱成那个合唱的谱。
And the brothers and sisters in the chorus, they wrote this down and they arranged it into a hymn.
就在聚会的聚会里面唱了出来。
And then they sang this during the gathering.
这是今年一月份的事。
And this happened in January of this year.
那我当时我是去参加他那个聚会了。
And at that time, I was at the gathering.
我听了里面很有感觉。
And after I heard this, I was very moved inside.
所以回到家里，我就反复把它来唱。
And after I went home, I repeatedly sang this song.
我唱的时候，我里面那个感觉越来越强烈。
And as I sang this song, the feeling in me became stronger and stronger.
但是另外的一个意思在那里，觉得头一节的诗歌非常宝贝吧。人向着主那个准确的心意表达了。
I felt that the first stanza very correctly expressed our feeling towards God.
那也实在是焦弟兄生前他在主的面前所存的那一个心意。
And this is also what Brother Zhao felt for the Lord before when he lived.
不过我唱起来的时候总是觉得缺了一些东西。
But as I sang this song, I felt there was something missing.
我就在主的面前来反复的思想。
And then I repeatedly thought about this before the Lord.
怎么能把这一个诗歌从比较单薄的里边弄的带到一个比较那个丰富一点、扎实一点？
How can I bring this simple hymn into more fullness before the Lord?
那么在这个二三月的今年二三月的时候，主就把第二节、第三节的那个意思放在我里边。
And in February and March of this year, the Lord had put the meaning for about verse 2 and 3 in my heart.
我也就把这个意思就弄成第二节、第三节。
And then I took those meaning and wrote them into verse 2 and 3.
和一些弟兄姊妹们交通了以后，稍微做了一点词句上的修改。
And after some fellowship with brothers and sisters, we made small changes to the words.
那我们就给弟兄姊妹们唱。
And then we let brothers and sisters sing.
弟兄姊妹们在唱的时候，都很觉得主借着这里边的那个交通的意思向我们说了话。
As brothers and sisters sang this hymn, they felt that the Lord was having fellowship with us through these words.
因此我就有些时候 我出门的时候，我就偶然就把这个诗歌带在我的包包里。
And coincidentally, I took this hymn with me as I was leaving.
今天早晨来到这里的时候，我要翻一点东西，结果翻出这首诗歌来。
And this morning, when I was digging through my bag, I found this.
我就想，如果能和弟兄姊妹们一起来唱一唱，那也很好。
And then I thought, if we can sing this together, then that would be very good.
感谢主，他确实给让我们唱了。
We thank our Lord, He really let us sing this.
可惜的，因为太匆匆。
But unfortunately, because it was in such a hurry.
我没有告诉弟兄姊妹们该怎么唱。
I did not tell brothers and sisters how we should sing.
是弟兄姊妹，你听到诗情的姊妹弹下来的，好像跟我们这里是个这个词上面的，好像缺了一些东西。
And therefore, as you listen to a pianist play, you feel like there's something missing.
的确，那里头是。缺了一点东西。
And there really is something missing here.
因为我们平常唱的时候是有一点变化。
Because as we sing this, there are some alterations.
那都是在最末后的那一句。
And it is all in the last verse, in the last sentence.
照着原来的那个意思，只是唱一句就够了。
In the original one, you only have to sing it once.
但是唱到第三节的时候呢，那一句就要唱成两句。
But in verse 3, you have to sing the last sentence as two sentences.
我带着手上的那个简谱的那一个呢，就没有那么明显的那个标记，所以事情就照着那个弹出来，我们就好像觉得有点怪怪的。
And in the simple music notes that I gave to a pianist, this wasn't specified, and therefore, as we sang, we felt it was a bit strange.
其实都一样的。
Actually, they're all the same.
平常我们跟弟兄姊妹们唱是这样唱的。
As in regularly, this is how we would sing it.
第一节就是这样平平的唱。
The first verse, you would just follow it as it is.
第二节到末了的那一句有一点点。的变动。
In verse 2, towards the end, there's a little change.
就是第二节的那个直到那日。
In verse 2, until that day.
照原来的调子，那就一直连下去。
In the original rhythm, you would just follow it through.
我们就把这个直到那日的后边，就给它一段的休止符。
And after until that day, you would pause a little bit.
好像诗篇上面的那个细拉的那个意思。细拉，诗篇上的那个小字，就是停顿一下的那个意思。
It is like the quiet time you have in the psalm.
那就是说。直到那日欢然见你呢，我们就把它变成直到那日就停下来了。
And then you would sing until that day and you pause.
停下来干什么呢？
And you pause to do what?
就像诗篇上那个希拉一样。
It is as the Shila in the song.
你去想一想。
You're thinking.
直到那日怎么样呢？
Until that day to do what?
这里是说欢然见主。
Here it says, enjoy, I'll see you.
但是不是真能欢然见主呢？
But will you really enjoy see him?
还是很凄凉的见主呢？
Or will you be in a pitiful state when you see the Lord?
还是带着很多的亏欠去见主呢？
Or do you have much sorrow and you feel you have fallen short when you see the Lord?
就是昨天晚上我们所稍微轻轻提了一下的，要丰丰富富的进入神的国。
This is what we talked about last night, which is we will enter God's kingdom in abundance.
所以我们唱到第二节的时候，那是直到那日。
Therefore, as we sing in verse 2, until that day,
停一下。
You pause.
然后我们肯定了。
And then we are certain.
欢然见主。
Enjoy, I'll see the Lord.
那这是第二节。
That's verse 2.
第三节呢？第三节呢？
Verse 3.
那唱到最末了的那一句啊，就重唱一次了。
And the last sentence, you will just repeat it.
就是刚才你听到，诗琴的姊妹怎么他 repeat 那里，怎么他重复那里呢？
This is what you heard the pianist do, which is she repeated the last one.
因为这个是第三节里边的安排。
Because that is the arrangement in verse 3.
不是只是单单的重复。
This is not just a simple repetition.
也有一点变化。
There's also a little change.
那是最末了的那个欢然见你。
It's in the end, enjoy to see you.
就升高八度来唱。
You have to raise it an octave.
所以你听到诗琴的姊妹弹到那里的时候，那个音调一下子就上去了。
And therefore, when you hear our sister play the piano, you hear the notes all of the sudden risen.
所以我就想起，周刚来领我们唱这个就正好了。
And then that's when I thought that if Brother Tom Ju leads us to sing this, that would be perfect.
那在没有和弟兄姊妹交通以前。
Before I have fellowship with you,
我们好不容易再来唱一遍这个诗歌。
Can we sing this once again?
诗琴的姊妹，就照着刚才我和弟兄姊妹所提到的来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing it as I had just discussed with you.
至于第二节末了要停多久呢？
Regarding how long we should pause in the verse, in the second verse.
就好了。
And you just have to watch me.
直到那日你就看着我了。
You will sing until that day and then you look at me.
我让你们再唱的时候你们才接上去。
And then you will start again when I tell you to.
好，我们来一遍。
Let's sing it once.
你曾为我收留你的自己，我怎能对你无情无义？全心全意为你而活，直到那日焕然见你。在这里，求你听我细语，我甘愿不再满足自己，只求你成全我这心意。你舍命完成了父神之意，我怎敢偏离，半途放弃？ 焕然见你，主啊，主啊，我在这里，求你，求你听我细语，我可想那日快速临近，教会满欢心，因你在临，你引领众圣徒走过艰辛，我怎可不朝标杆前行？伴我行完你的旨意，心腹装成焕然见你，心腹装成焕然见你。感谢主，巴不得这首诗歌也能让我们得一点的提醒。
Thank the Lord. Pray this hymn will also be a reminder for us.
时间的关系，我们只能唱到这里。
Because of time, we will stop singing now.
请弟兄姊妹翻开《腓立比书》第三章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 3.
我们还是在第三章的里头念几处。
We will still read a few verses from chapter 3.
我们念的是哪里呢？不是前几个次聚会所念的。
We will not read the verses we read during the last few gatherings.
我们从十二节念起。
We will start at verse 12.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面照我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Verse 12, chapter 3. Not that I have already attained, or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind.
请再翻到《哥林多前书》第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
我们光看第三节。
We will just look at verse 3.
哥林多前书第三章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3.
又有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him.
然后我们再翻马太福音。
Let's turn to Gospel Book of Matthew.
第五章。
chapter 5,
最末了的那一节
the last verse,
马太福音第五章四十八节
Gospel book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 48,
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
在几次的交通的里头。
In our fellowship.
我们看见神借着保罗向腓立比教会所交通的一些话。
We see what the Lord through Paul had communicated, had fellowship with the church in Philippi.
那是因为腓立比教会当中发生一些难处。
That is because the church in Philippi had encountered some difficulties.
弟兄姊妹们失去了在主面前的单纯。
Brothers and sisters had lost the original innocence.
表现在神的儿女们在同心合意来追求服侍神的旨意的事上有了分歧。
Brothers and sisters had dissent in their unity to serve the Lord.
造成教会里头失去了喜乐。
Caused the church to lose joy.
弟兄姊妹们都背着重担。
Brothers and sisters were all carrying heavy burdens.
那神就用着保罗向教会说话了。
And the Lord through Paul spoke to the church.
对着他们发生这一个事实的原因来说了话。
And the Lord spoke about the cause of why this happened.
因为造成教会落到那样的光景。
Because what caused the church to fall to such a state?
乃是因为神儿女们的心思已经不像从前那样单纯的放在主的身上。
Because what is in brothers and sisters' hearts are no longer pure towards God.
他们从主的身上转移到人的身上去了。
They've deviated from God towards men.
包括在人自己的身上去了。
Including towards men himself.
所以就造成教会里头好多好多的难处。
And this caused much difficulties in church.
所以神的灵就借着保罗向教会说话。
And God's Spirit through Paul spoke to the
church. 又把神儿女们的心思重新带回主自己的身上。
To bring brothers and sisters' hearts back onto God himself.
而保罗从各方面来引出这样的一个交通的中心。
And Paul, from many different aspects, want to bring this out.
从他个人在主面前的心思。
From his heart before the Lord himself.
从我们主自己在神面前那个完全服在神的权柄，尊重父的旨意的这一方面。
And from the aspect that our Lord was completely obedient and was under God's authority.
你从和他在一起的那些倾心爱主的弟兄们的那种光景来交通到这一方面。
And also he had fellowship about the brothers around him who was pure-hearted towards God.
也把他自己个人在神面前追求成长的经历来和教会交通。
And he also had fellowship about his own experience, about his pursuance before God.
这一个部分就是我们这一次交通的主题。
And this is the topic of our fellowship this time.
就是保罗怎么在神的面前来追求进入神的旨意。
And that is how Paul before God, how he pursues to enter into God's will.
他说出了他从前怎么活在神的面前，是为了一些虚空的宗教的光彩。
He talked about how he lived to pursue after the glory of some religious things.
等到他认识了主以后，他就把过去对宗教上的热情，对人当中所有的称许，全都一股脑扔掉了。
But after he knew the Lord, he threw away all those things, men's praises and his own fervent.
单一的把他的心思放在主的身上。
And very simply put his mind in God.
他说出他为要得着基督，他就把万事看作粪土。
He said that he had cast it aside and thought all things as emptiness before Lord.
而不但是把它看作粪土。
And not did he only think of all these things as emptiness.
并且看这些东西是叫他损失的，也本身也就是一个损失。
And he not only did he think of all these things as null, he thought of all these things as losses.
当然在保罗身上这一个转变是非常非常的明显，又非常非常的厉害。
And you see, this change in Paul is very, very dramatic.
但是保罗怎么能从这一边一下就转到这一边来呢？
But how did Paul turn from one side to the other?
他完全的把主以外的东西放下，而单一的以主做他追求的目标。
He put aside all things outside of the Lord and took Lord as his only goal.
他怎么能脱出从前的那一些习惯、爱好、倾向，而毫无保留的转过来，停留在主自己的身上？
How can he leave aside all those things and be able to turn to the Lord?
那他也把他这一段的经历交通了出来。
And he also had fellowship about those experiences.
从前他用着自己的办法，自己以为对的那一个事情，作为在神面前蒙悦纳的依据。
Before he took what he thought was right and used that relied on that before the Lord.
但是后来他发觉了。
But then he found out.
要在神的面前蒙恩，只有一个根据。
In order to receive grace before God,
那就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
所以他就因信耶稣基督，他就把他从前所追求而没有得着的得着了。
And because of faith, he was able to receive what he did not receive before.
因着这样的一个得着，
And because of that,
他就开始认识神借着他儿子所要显明的。
He began to understand what God wants to reveal through his son.
所以他就说到他认晓得基督复活的大能。
Therefore, he said he knows the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他就晓得去交通于基督的死。
And then he knows how to...
对不起，交通于基督的受苦。
And he knows how to have fellowship in suffering with Christ.
然后就效法基督的死。
And to follow Christ's death.
或者我们说准确一点，就是他就被磨成基督的死。
And in another word, more accurately, it is to say that he was tested into God's death.
或者说的更清楚一点，他就给带进基督的死的那个经历里。
And even more accurately, we can say that he was carried into the experience of the death of
Christ. 这是十字架的经历。
And that is the experience of the cross.
那因此就带出一个结果。
And that brings out a result.
他能把基督从他身上活出来。
He can live out Christ.
那因着他这样的经历，
And because of such experience,
他就肯定了一件事情，
he was certain about one thing.
他一切的追求就是为了要得着基督。
All things he pursues is because he wants to have Christ.
因为基督是神做工的方法，
because Christ is the way God does his work.
而神是借着基督把神的自己所有所是一切的丰盛都放在他儿子里面。
And God has placed all his richness, all that he is, into his son Jesus Christ.
然后差遣他儿子到地上来。
And then send his son into the world.
他儿子就在地上经历了他所经历过的事情。
And then his son went through the experiences.
这样就把人回到神面前去的路打通了。
And this opened the path so that men can be restored to
God. 不单是回到神的面前。
Not only to return to God,
并且是把神在基督里头所有的一切安排都接受过来，
but also to receive all of God's plan in Jesus Christ.
那所以保罗就认定了，
and therefore Paul was certain.
我现在一切的追求是为了什么呢？
What is the purpose of all my pursuits?
我这个人在地上活着，我是为了是什么呢？
Why? What is the purpose of me living in this world?
他认准了。
He was certain.
他要让基督得着他。
He wants Christ to have him.
同样的，他要叫他自己也得着基督。
And the same way, he wants himself to have Christ.
归纳起来说，
In summary,
他要把神在基督里所定规的那一件事情毫无保留的从神的手中接过来。
He wants to take what God has set in Christ and take that into himself.
那所以他就说了。
Therefore, he said,
虽然我现在还是不行。
Even though I still have not attained.
尽管我在地上有许多的属灵的经历。
Even though I had many spiritual experiences in this world.
也有不少的那个属灵上的认识。
And I have a much spiritual knowledge.
但是一摆到基督的丰满的里头。
But once that is placed inside a
abundance of Christ, 我所已经领会过来的、经历过来的，还是那么的少。
What I already know and what I have already experienced is still very little.
所以我定了主意，我继续要往前追求。
Therefore, I have set my goal that I will continue.
而我不管过去我有了的是什么。
I do not care about what I have already attained.
我只是看见前头是基督在哪里。
All I see is that Christ is ahead of me.
过去虽然我有一些人已经以为是不得了的那一些事物。
Even though I have already had many things that men think of very highly.
但是我的眼睛是看着摆在我前面的基督。
But my eyes are set on Christ, who is before me.
什么时候我看见基督的时候，我就觉得我所已经有的算不得什么。
Whenever I see Christ, I realize what I already have does not count.
所以他就说我要竭力的去追求。
Therefore, he says, I will reach forward.
要得着神在基督耶稣里。从上头来照我去得的奖赏。
I will press forward for the goal of the price of the upward call of God.
这个就是他那个追求的标杆。
And that is the goal that he is chasing.
用现在的话来说，那就是他追求的那个目的。
And in today's words, that is the goal that he is pressing forward to reach.
他的目的是在基督的身上。
His goal is on Christ.
所以他一切的追求的方向就是朝着基督。
Therefore, the direction of his pursuance is towards Christ.
我要等到有一天。
To until one day.
与主面对面的时候。
When he faces God.
他在主面前所得到的是主的称许。
What he will receive is God's praise.
不是主的责备。
It is not the Lord's criticism.
不但是主的称许。
Not only is it the Lord's praise,
并且是主给他的一个肯定。
And, but it is also that the Lord will acknowledge.
肯定什么呢？
What will God
acknowledge? 肯定他在地上的年日，他行完了神要他行走的旨意。
To acknowledge that he had ran all the courses God has set for him.
怎么来显明这一个肯定呢？
How can you reflect? How can you express
因为到了那一天,
this acknowledgement? Because what
他又从神那里接受一个奖赏。
He will receive a reward from the Lord.
这个奖赏就在那里肯定他在神面前行完神的旨意。
And that reward will acknowledge that he has fulfilled God's will.
那一个奖赏是什么呢？
And what is that reward?
那个奖赏乃是在国度里头与基督一同作王。
And that reward is that he will be the king with Christ in the kingdom.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and we praise our
Lord. 那这是保罗在神面前整个心思意念和经历的那一个变化。
And this is the change of Paul's mind and experience before the Lord.
但是这个是不是只是保罗一个人的经历呢？
But is this Paul's individual experience?
只是一个非常非常个人性的经历呢？
Is it very individualized?
在我们的想法里面就觉得这的确只有保罗才可以有这样的光景。
In our mind, we think it is only Paul who can be in such a state.
我们是不可能跟保罗一样的。
And it is impossible for us to be the same as
Paul. 弟兄姊妹，你千万别忘了。
But brothers and sisters, do not forget.
保罗在那里一再的强调一件事。
Paul continues to emphasize one thing.
虽然人看保罗已经到了一个相当属灵的高处。
Even though man sees Paul as being in a very high spiritual state.
但是保罗说我前面还有很长的路要走。
But Paul says, I still have a long course before
me. 我还是没有得着神要我得着的。
I still have not attained what the Lord wants
me to attain. 我仍然是在神的面前追求进入神的所要的完全。
I am still pursuing to enter the perfection that God wants me to enter.
所以我并不是弟兄姊妹们的标准。
Therefore, I am not the standard for brothers
and sisters. 也不能作为弟兄姊妹们的那个唯一的榜样。
And I cannot be the only role model for.
我只是显明一件事情。
I am only revealing one thing.
我们所追求的只有基督。
What we are pursuing after is Christ only.
所以就接上来我们今天所念的那段的经文。
And then it follows with the verses that we read today.
他说弟兄们，如果我们当中我们是一个完全人。
Therefore, he says, brethren, if we are
perfect. 那里说的是很有意思的。那里的话说的很有意思的。
Those words are very interesting.
他是说，所以第十五节啊，所以我们中间凡是完全人，都要存这样的心。
It says, therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind.
那弟兄姊妹们，你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
保罗说，若是我们，在我们中间凡是完全人。
Paul says, as many among us as are perfect.
都要存这样的心。
We must have this mind.
那现在我们就碰到一个问题了。
And then we have this problem.
那在我们中间谁是完全人呢？
Among us, who is perfect?
那如果说说是是我们中间有完全人。
If we say there is anyone who is perfect.
那就去肯定我们中间有一些不是完全人了。
And then that also means there are some among us who are not perfect.
那但是谁是完全人呢？
But who are the perfect ones?
那个完全人的根据是什么呢？
What is the requirement to be the perfect?
谁有条件做完全人呢？
Who has the requirements to be
perfect? 弟兄姊妹，这都是引起我们要去留意的了。
All these things we must pay attention to.
哎呀，我们常常就会想。
We often think.
像保罗一样在神的面前被带到高处。
To be like Paul, to be raised to such a high platform.
他必须是一个完全人。
He must be perfect.
那我不像保罗。
But I am not like Paul.
我不可能是完全人。
It is impossible for me to be perfect.
那所以这个话对我来说是无关痛痒。
And then these verses do not concern me.
也不是我的事。
They do not concern me.
是你们这些完全人的事。
It regards those of you who are perfect.
但弟兄姊妹，我们要问的。
But brothers and sisters, what we must
ask. 谁是完全人？
Is who is perfect.
我们也许会自己分类，这一部分弟兄姊妹是完全人，其他的不是。
Perhaps we will categorize these brothers and sisters as perfect and the rest are not.
但是你可以这样分。
You can separate them this way.
但是你这样分必须要拿出一个根据出来。
But you must have evidence if you want to separate.
如果你拿不出根据出来的话，
If you don't have evidence,
那这个分法就不成立。
Then this categorization does not stand.
这只是人的感觉。
Then it is only men's feeling.
但问题还没有解决了。
The problem is not solved.
究竟谁是完全人？
Who is the perfect one?
弟兄姊妹们，这个答案只有主告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, this answer only God can tell us.
我们刚才读的马太福音那里头很清楚。
What we read in the Gospel Book of Matthew is very clear.
神对跟随他的人说。
God told those who followed him.
所以你们要完全。
Therefore, you shall be perfect.
像你们天上的父完全一样。
Just like your Father in heaven who is perfect.
弟兄姊妹们，当你从字句上面来念这一个话的时候，
As you read these words,
你还是觉得有点难处。
You still think it's hard.
所以你们要完全。
Therefore, you shall be perfect.
那当然我们是不完全。
Of course, we are imperfect.
所以我们要完全。
Therefore, we shall be perfect.
但是要完全到一个什么的光景？
But to be perfect, to how...To what state?
要像神一样。
To be like God.
神怎么完全？
How God is perfect.
我们就要怎么完全。
And we shall be perfect as well.
你说算了算了算了。
And you say, forget it.
我们永远不可能达到这个地步。
We will never attain that.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
我们是堕落的罪人。
We are the fallen sinners.
虽然我们被挽回过来。
Even though we have been restored.
但是我们还是亚当的后代。
We are still descendants of
Adam. 我们不是神。
We're not God.
我们怎么可以能像他那样完全呢？
How can we be perfect like him?
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的错觉。
Brothers and sisters, that is a misconception on our part.
你仔细地来读主说的那个话。
If you read God's words carefully,
主是怎么说的呢？
What does the Lord say?
所以你们要完全。
Therefore, you shall be perfect.
要像你们天上的父完全一样。
Like your father in heaven who is perfect.
像谁？
To be like whom?
不是像神。
Not to be like God.
刚才我说像神是要引出弟兄姊妹们你心思里面的那个错觉。
When I said God before, it is to bring out the misconception you have in your mind.
主不是叫我们像神。
The Lord did not ask us to be like God.
主是说你们要像父。
The Lord said you shall be like your father.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得一提到像父的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you know when we mention to be like father.
那么神把我们放在一个什么位置上面呢？
Then what status does God give us?
神是把我们放在一个儿子的位置上面。
Then God has already put us on the status of the son.
弟兄姊妹，当你一看到这一个我们和神的那个准确的关系的时候。
When you see the correct relationship between us,
你就看到我们能完全是绝对的有条件的。
And then you will see that we shall be perfect. We definitely have what it takes.
而我们是绝对有资格的。
And we also have the right.
因为是要我们像父。
Because we are like the Father.
我们与父的关系是一个什么样的关系呢？
What kind of relationship do we have?
是一个生命的关系。
It is a living relationship.
父的生命是如何的完全？
How perfect is the Father's life?
我们的生命也是同样的完全。
And that is how perfect our life is.
那因此我们表达出来的很自然的就是要像父。
And therefore, what we bring out is very naturally like the Father.
我年纪很大了才做祖父。
I was very old when I became the grandfather.
那当我的孙子出生的时候。
When my grandson was born,
那在短期间看来，他很像他的母亲，就是我的女儿。
When he was first born, in a very short period of time, he very much looked like his mother, who is my daughter.
但是慢慢慢慢慢的长大，长大到今天上了小学了。
And he slowly grows up, and today he's attending elementary school.
他越长大，他的那个样子就好像从母亲的那个样子，就转了成这样他父亲了。
And as he grew, it's slowly from being like his mother, his face is now like his father.
起初不像。
At the beginning, it was not
like. 现在越来越像。
Now it is more and more like.
但是不是说他像父亲了，他就那个像母亲的那个那些样子就丢掉。
It is not to say that he looks like his father, so he loses these traits of his mother.
没有。
No.
你仍然可以看见他跟他母亲的样子，他母亲的影子在他的样子里边还是有的。
You can still see the shadow of his mother in him.
但是比较明显的，他就像父亲。
But more obviously, he looks like his father.
那这不过是我们眼见里头的一些事物。
But these are all things that we see with our eyes.
但是这些事物就给我们看到一个问题。
But these things help us to see.
是怎么样的生命就带出什么样的外表的现象。
What kind of life will bring out what kind of
我不说那个是生活的表达，我就是说你是什么样的生命，你就有什么生命的现象。
This is not an expression of life. I'm saying what kind of life you have, that is the kind of life you will bring out.
弟兄姊妹，你看到我们的主说，你们要完全像你们天上的父完全一样。
You see, our Lord says, you shall be perfect like your Father in heaven who is perfect.
那就说出我们完全有条件，完全有资格，能像父一样的完全。
It says that we have what it takes and we have the right to be perfect like our Father.
因为父的生命在我们的里头。
Because the life of the Father is in us.
那现在我们回来保罗所交通的。
So let us now return to what Paul said.
所以在你们中间若是完全人。
He says, therefore, for as many among us as who are perfect.
那既然所有有主生命的人都能像神一样的，像父一样的完全。
And if all who has the life of the Father can be perfect.
那怎么说若是你们中间？
And then how can he say as many as are perfect?
弟兄姊妹，这就和认识有关联了。
This is connected to how much we know.
当我们进入救恩的时候，
As we entered into
我们慢慢慢慢的对救恩的整个的事实越来越清楚，越来越明确。
We slowly have a full picture and have a better understanding for salvation.
我们就看见了，神的救恩不是单单救我们脱离罪和死。
And we see God's salvation is not only to take us out of sin and death.
他的救恩是要把我们带回神起初造我们的目的。
His salvation is to bring us back to the original purpose of his creation.
那神起初造人的时候，是照着他的形象来把人造出来的。
And originally, God created man in his own image.
那就是照着神的形象把我们显明出来的。
And we are created in his own image.
所以救恩是把我们带回原来的那一个神所要的光景里。
And salvation is to bring us back to the original purpose.
但是不是所有信主得救的人都看见父神起初的心思。
But not all those who are saved can see God's original purpose.
因此才会有若是你们中间若是你们中间有的完全 是完全是完全人。
And therefore, says the verse, as many as who are perfect.
那什么时候你看见神拯救我们的目的和心意？
Whenever you see God's purpose for saving us.
什么时候你明白神在我们身上所显明的救恩要领我们到一个什么的地步？
And whenever you understand what kind of state God's salvation wants to bring us to.
不是停留在仅仅得救的这个点。
And not only to stop at the point of salvation.
你里面就有一个追求完全的要求。
And then you have something inside of you that pursues
perfection. 你里面就有一个催促，要你去做一个完全人。
And there's something motivating you to chase after.
怎么样做完全人？
To motivate you to be the
perfect. 就是让父神起初的那个心意在我们这些人身上恢复过来。
How you be the perfect one is to restore God's original purpose.
所以圣灵就借着保罗在这里说。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit through Paul says,
若是你们我们中间凡是完全人。
Therefore, let us as many as who are perfect.
凡是我们看见神那有救赎的计划和目的的。
All those of us who see God's purpose for the salvation.
里面有了一个受吸引要回到父的心意的。
There's an attraction inside of you to return to God's will.
你就是我们中间的完全人。
And then you are the perfect one among us.
那如果你是我们中间的完全人，
If you are the perfect one,
那就怎么样呢？
And then what?
你说你总要存这样的心。
And then he says you should have this mind.
怎么样的心呢？
What kind of mind?
保罗上面所说的。
What Paul had just said.
你追求在地上的时候，你追求的是什么？
What are you pursuing after in this world?
我们活着的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of your life?
是不是像保罗一样？
Is it like Paul?
我要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面来照我们去得的那个奖赏。
To reach forward for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ
Jesus. 如果我们是我们中间的完全人，
If we are the perfect ones,
我们就得存这样的心。
Then we should have this mind.
他说如果你没有这样的心呢？
If you don't have this mind,
神也让你知道。
And then God will also let you know.
你并不是一个真实认识神的工作的人。
And God will let you know that you are not one who truly knows his work.
你是属神的人。
You belong to God.
但是你对神所要做的事情是有点原谅我这样说，有点糊涂。
But forgive me for saying this. You belong to God, but you are not clear. You're confused about what God wants to do.
因为你还不知道神在我们身上要做工做到一个什么地步，神才感觉满意。
You do not know at what point will God be satisfied in his work on us.
我们常常说
We often say,
我们对地上的事物很难有一点的满足。
It is difficult for us to be satisfied with things of this world.
但是对神在我们身上要做的呢，我们很快就满足。
But what God wants to do on us, we are quickly satisfied.
得救了就满足。
Once we're saved, we're satisfied.
这管他什么得胜呢？
Who cares about the victory?
管他什么将来要得冠冕呢？
Who cares about the throne that we will receive?
管他怎么将来是欢然见主还是不欢然见主呢？
Who cares whether we see the Lord joyfully or not?
只要我得救就够了。
It is enough that I am saved.
只要我成了神的儿女，有了这个位分就够了。
It is enough for me to have the name to be God's
children. 我们听过多少神的儿女们是这样说话？
And how often do we hear God's children say this?
将来主显现的时候，你们与主作王去吧。
When God comes again, you will be king with him.
我能在主的国里头做一个看门的，我也是很高兴了。
I will be happy to just be the guardian of the door in God's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，这是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is this?
这没有认识神在我们身上拯救的旨意。
That is not knowing the purpose of God's salvation on us.
所以才发生这里说，你们中间若是完全人。
Therefore, it says, as many as are perfect.
照理是不应该有这句话。
This verse should not occur.
因为我们都是神的儿女。
Because we're all God's children.
我们都有资格像父的完全一样。
We all have the right to be perfect like Father.
所以不可能出现这样的话。
Then it will be impossible for these words.
但是在实际上面呢？
But in reality,
我们的确是落在那个不完全的光景里。
But in reality, we are truly lagging in an imperfect state.
这个不完全不是说我们的实际不完全。
This imperfection is not to say that our reality is not perfect.
还谈不到实际的不完全。
We cannot say that our reality is not
perfect. 因为我们实际实在是不完全。你不谈，它就是不完全。
But we are really not perfect, even if we don't discuss it, we are
imperfect. 这里所说的不完全乃是你在认识上面也没有到了那个完全的地步。
But here, the imperfection refers to your understanding is not perfect.
现在圣灵就借着保罗说，
Here, the Holy Spirit through Paul says,
你们该有这样的心思。
You should have this mind.
如果你实在是一个完全人，
If you are truly a perfect
man, 你就该有这个心思。
Then you should have this mind.
这个心思是什么呢？
What is this mind?
我现在不完全。
I am imperfect now.
但是神愿意我完全。
But God wants me to be perfect.
所以我就乐意向着完全去追求。
Then I want to pursue after the
perfection. 总有那么一天，我主要把我带进完全。
And one day God will bring me into perfection.
若是我们中间有完全人，
If as many as are perfect,
就应该存这样的心。
And then he should have this.
不是看我已经得着了。
It is not to say that I have already.
不是看我已经一百分了。
It is not to say that I have already scored.
而是看我今天还是59.9分。
But I am still 95.5.
我还差一点点还不及格。
I am still a little bit.
所以起码我要进到60分。
Therefore, I should be. I need to attain to 60.
但是六十分不是我的目标。
But 60 is not my goal.
我的目标是100分。
My goal is to be 100.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我们的主说的那个撒种的比喻吗？
Do you remember the parable our Lord said?
他说有人撒种在田里。
Oh, there are people who plant in the ground.
不是撒在石头地上。
And the seed did not fall.
是在好土里。
It is seeded in a good.
那撒种的那个撒在好土里的结果是怎么样呢？
And what is the result of the seed being in a good ground?
就结实了。
And then it will bear fruit.
怎么结法呢？
How does it bear fruit?
有30倍。
There are some who would bear 30 times.
有60倍的。
And there are those who bear 60
times. 100倍的。
And there are those who bear 100
times. 弟兄姊妹，当我们读这个比喻的时候，
And when we read this parable,
你怎么去领会呢？
How do you read it?
哎呀，你说结实了。
And you say, we bear fruits.
30倍。
30 times.
不耍赖。
That's not small.
你如果看见种谷子也好，种麦子也好，一粒麦子落在那里。
If you plant wheat, one seed falls to the ground.
长出麦穗来的时候，
And when it grows,
你算一算，
you will count.
30粒。
30 seeds. That's so good.
只不过是一粒麦子，现在我得回30粒。
And it was only one seed, now I received 30.
满意吗?
Are you satisfied?
满意。
You're satisfied.
慢走。
The wheat.
Wait a second.
Oh.
慢走。
Wait a second.
你看主怎么说。
See what the Lord says.
不是只有30倍。
It is not only 30.
还有60倍的。
There are those who are 60.
你说算一算。
You count.
60粒。
60.
还好比30倍多了一半。
It is 100 times more than the 30 ones.
满足了。
You're satisfied.
慢走。
But the Lord says, wait a minute.
主说还有100倍的。
And then the Lord says, there are those who are
100 times.
Let me ask you.
当你读这段话到这里的时候,
when you read these words,
你看主所要的是什么?
What does the Lord want?
30倍我们满意。
30 times we're satisfied.
60倍我们更满意。
60 times we're even more satisfied.
但是主满意不满意呢?
But is the Lord satisfied?
主不满意。
The Lord is not.
主要的是100倍。
The Lord wants 100 times.
虽然30倍比落在石头地上的好多了。
Even though 30 times is better than a seed falling
onto the ground. 但是你不能用那一个来做比较。
But you cannot compare this way.
我们要是看见主自己的要求,
if we see God's his own standard,
主说是100倍,
God said 100 times.
为什么是100倍呢?
Why is it 100?
所以你们要完全,
therefore you shall be perfect.
像你们的父完全一样,
like your Father in heaven who is
就是这个意思,
perfect. And that is the meaning.
弟兄姊妹们, 你看到了,
brothers and sisters, you see.
所以保罗在这里说,
therefore Paul says here,
我们中间若是完全的人,
for as many as who are perfect among us, then we shall have this mind.
存什么的心呢?
What kind of mind?
要去追求得着神在基督耶稣里照我们所得的那个奖赏。
To press forward for the goal of the price of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and we thank our Lord.
好了，现在问题来了。
Now we have a question.
昨天晚上聚会完,
after the gathering last night,
那个姊妹再来问我,
a sister came to ask me.
她说啊,
she said,
我有一个问题,
I have a question.
没有弄得很清楚,
I'm not very clear.
她说像今天晚上所交通的,
she said, like you had what you said tonight.
那我们追求主那个代价是很大了,
then the price of us seeking after the Lord,
大到一个地步是我们付不起的,
the price is so great that we cannot afford to pay it.
因为 一些弟兄姊妹们，他们在神面前已经是跟随主了几十年，他们的认识和经历各方面都很丰富。
Because some brothers and sisters have followed the Lord for several decades, and they have such rich experience and knowledge.
那所以他们答应主的要求，那比是容易。
And then they are
answer the God's require.
Their answer for God's requirement
is 方便点。
It's easier.
我们才信主一年多，不到2年。
We have only believed in the Lord for 1 to 2 years.
或者就是再多一点嘛。
Even if it is a little bit more.
我们还是年幼啊, 在属灵上面。
We are still spiritually very young.
我们怎么可以与他们相比呢?
How can we be compared with them?
那所以我们是要若是要达到神的这样的这个要求的话,
therefore, if we have to attain God's standard,
那我们要付好大的代价，要付很多的努力啊。
And then we must pay a great price.
但是我们又付不起。
But we cannot afford to pay it.
那怎么办呢?
Then what should we do?
那我们这些在主里边年日短少的人啊, 那定规是不能完成主所要求的。
Then those of us who are young spiritually, then we cannot complete what God wants us to.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
不要这样恐吓自己。
Do not scare yourself like this.
中国人有句话,
Chinese people have a saying.
我不晓得是中国人还是广东人讲的。
I don't know if it's the Chinese people or Cantonese people who says this.
那是人骗人，还有办法补救。
It says if man is lying to man, then you can still make it up.
如果自己骗自己，那是无法补救。
Then, but however, if you lie to yourself, then you cannot be saved.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
不要自己在那里骗自己。
Do not lie to yourself.
也不要在自己在那里恐吓自己。
And do not scare yourself.
你说那我们这些在主里头年日那么短少的，怎么可以能达到神从上面造我们的那个心思呢？
You say, those of us who are spiritually so young, how can we attain what God wants to do on us?
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神在我们身上的带领和他的要求不是只有一个标准。
God's requirement and His guidance on us does not only have one standard.
不过弟兄姊妹要很好地听我这句话。
But you must carefully listen to what I say.
主的标准没有改变。
God's standard has not changed.
但是主在我们每一个人的身上的那一个要求的标准呢？不完全一样。
But the standard for each one of us is not the same.
我们先来看神的那一个标准。
Let us first look at God's standard.
神那个标准是什么呢？
What is God's standard?
在基督耶稣里照我们去得的奖赏。
To receive the upward price in Jesus Christ.
这个是神的标准。
That is God's standard.
这个标准没有变。
The standard does not change.
那换一句话来说。
In another word.
那个标准就是基督。
That standard is Christ.
我们去追求得着基督。
We pursue to attain Christ.
这个方向没有变。
This direction does not change.
这个目标没有变。
This goal does not change.
这个要求也没有变。
And this requirement has not changed.
这个就肯定下来。
This we must first be certain about.
但是神在我们个别人的身上的要求呢？
But what about God's individual requirement on us?
这个标准是可以变。
And this standard can be changed.
你说怎么变呢？
You say, how does it change?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们知道神做工的原则。
But we know the principle of God's
work. 头一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你留意的。
The first thing you should pay attention to.
我们读主的话的时候，你不是该留下一个印象吗？
As you read God's words, you should be left with an impression.
多脱水就上水多药。多穿水。就是 trust someone more and require is more.
Whoever receives more will be there will be more required of him.
多给水就上水多要。
And whoever he gives more to, he should be taken more back.
很清楚是不是？
These words are very clear.
多脱水就上水，多取。
Who he gives more to, he will receive more back.
多给谁就上谁多要。
And those who receive more has to give more.
你看见神，这个是神做工的原则。
And that is the principle of God's work.
他像我这个跟随主了五六十年的人。
For someone like me who has followed the Lord,
他要求我的标准就高一点。
His standard for me is higher.
或者是说，他要求任弟兄的小儿子。
His requirement for the younger son of Brother Run.
他在主里头的年日并不太多。
His days in the Lord has not been
very long. 甚至他在地上的年日也并不太多。
His days in this world hasn't been that
long. 当然在主里边的年日就相对的少了。
And therefore, correspondingly, his days in the Lord is
small. 主对他的那个要求就没有要求我那样高。
Then God's requirement for him is not as high as his requirement for me.
主要求我到这个地步才算是合宜。
God will ask me to attain to that level and that will be okay.
主就对我们小弟兄的要求这样，主就说很好很好很好。
And God's requirement for our little brother is that high, and he will say, this is very good.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个事情吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
马上我们脑子里头就转了。
Our mind is changing now.
既然是这样。
If that is the case.
那神为什么不降低他的标准呢？
Then why doesn't God just lower his standard?
那如果降低的，他把他那个标准降低了，那不就是许多人都皆大欢喜了吗？
If he lowers his standard, then so many people will be joyful.
我们都不必背重担了吗？
Then we don't have to carry the heavy burden.
弟兄姊妹，你看，这个事情神不能做的。
But brothers and sisters, you see, this God cannot do.
为什么呢？
Why?
简单的很。
Very simple.
因为标准一改变，那个标准就不是基督。
Because once you change the standard is no longer Christ.
既然不是基督的话，那神在我们身上所要做的就没有达到那个完全的那个光景。
Then if the standard is no longer Christ, then what God has wants to do on us cannot attain.
对我们这些愚昧人来说呢？
For those of us who are ignorant,
哎呀，我们看见神把标准降低了，我们就很高兴。
We are very happy that God has lowered His standard.
而我们的追求也许到一天就停止了，因为我们觉得说我们已经达到神的要求了。
And then perhaps our seeking will stop one day because we feel we have already attained God's standard.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他明确的在那里说明。
He clearly says.
他那个标准没有变。
His standard does not change.
但是我们的实际的情形在神面前，他有他衡量的那一个公义的处理方法。
But he has his way of righteously measure our requirements before him.
这就是这里保罗在圣灵里向我们所交通的话吗？
And these are the words Paul is fellowshipping with us through the Holy Spirit.
这里怎么说呢？
What does it say here?
他说你，所以我们中间凡是那个完全人啊，都需要存这样的心。
He says, let us, as many as who are perfect, have this mind.
若在什么事上存别样的心。
And if in anything you think
神也必以此指示你们。
God will reveal even this to you.
这是一部分。
This is one part.
神不叫我们失去那一个追求的目标和方向。
God will not let us lose that goal direction of our pursuit.
你疏忽了，神就告诉你说，某某人，你走错了。
If you are lagging behind, then God will say you are walking in the wrong direction.
如果是我们自己提前满足了，主又告诉我们说某某人你又不对了。
If we are satisfied before our time, then God will tell us you are wrong.
因为我要把整个的基督给你，现在你只是得了部分的基督，你就停在那里，这个不行。
I want to give you the complete Christ, and you have only attained a part, and you are stopping. That cannot be.
所以你留意到神说，若是你们存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
Therefore, you see, God, here it says, if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
如果神对我们每个人都是这样的话，
if God is like this to each one of us,
一律的要求，
the same standard.
我在主里边每年日长一点的我苦。
And I have been, I am spiritually old and I am very bitter.
假如我在主里边的年日是长久一点。
If I have long days in the Lord.
那我就很苦了。
And then I will be very bitter.
因为我觉得神对我要求高很多啊。
Because I feel God's requirement for me are
much higher. 我没有办法上得来啊。
I cannot attain it.
因为主基督还是在那样高。
Because Christ is
still that high. 我虽然是到了这里，
even though I am,
但是这里还有一个很大的空档。
But there's still a long distance.
我还是在那里背个重担。
I am still carrying the heavy burden.
如果对一个年幼的弟兄姊妹们来说呢？
But and for the younger brothers,
你说那个距离就更远了。
And then you see the distance is even longer.
一样的苦。
It is the same bitterness.
那我们跟随主是不是？整天是在那里叫苦连天的。
And then if we follow the Lord, are we bitter all day long?
感谢神，他从来不做叫我们背重担的事。
Thank God, he never asks us to carry the
burden. 什么时候我们感觉是背重担，那我们定规在主的面前，有一些事情不站在主的心意里。
Whenever we feel as if we're carrying a heavy burden, then that's the time then perhaps we are not standing in God's will on certain things.
因为那和主呼召我们的那个恩典对不上来啊。
Because it does not match with the grace of God's calling.
那主呼召人的时候怎么说呢？
What did God say when he called
people? 凡劳苦担重担的人，
All those who are carrying the burden can come to me.
我就叫你们得安息。
And you will have peace in
me. 你们当学负我的轭，学我的样式。
And you will follow me.
这样你们就得享安息。
And therefore you shall have peace.
不管是得安息还是享安息。
Whether you are having peace or enjoying peace.
那主的要求都是叫我们看见那个安息。
God's purpose is for us to see that peace.
那现在我追求主，越追求越不安息。
And then, as I pursue the Lord, the less rest I have.
越追求就越背一个重担。
The more I pursue, the more burden I have.
这怎么可以对得上来呢？
How does that match?
赞美感谢主。
Praise and thank
God. 主从来跟我们说话不是拖泥带水的。
God is never long and windy in His word.
我们常常落在拖泥带水的光景里，是我们自己的愚昧。
It is because of our own ignorance that we are left in a state of
long windedness. 你来看主的话清楚不清楚？
Let's see how clear God's words are.
你们若是存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
If in anything you think otherwise, God will even reveal this to you.
留意下文。
Pay attention to what follows.
然而。
Nevertheless.
这个然而就把另外一件事情带出来。
Nevertheless, this brings out another
thing. 然而什么呢？
Nevertheless, what?
你们到了什么地步？
To what degree we have?
就当照什么地步行。
To what degree that we have already attained?
弟兄姊妹，你看到
了。Same.
神怎么看我们？
You see, how does God look at us?
你是五岁，神就以五岁的标准来要求你。
If you're 5 years old, then God will use the 5-year-old standard.
你要是二十岁，神就以二十岁的那一个光景来要求你。
If you're 80 years old, then God will use the standard of an 80-year-old.
你如果是一百岁，神就用一百岁的那个光景来要求你。
If you're 100 years old, God will use the measurement of 100 years.
你不能说他一百你不能说。我一百岁，神要求我都那么高。
You cannot say I'm 100 years old. God's standard is so
high. 他只有五岁，神却说，马马虎虎就可以了。
And he's only 5 years old, and God says this is good enough.
这是我们感觉是马马虎虎啊。
That is, we think that it's.
神却不是马马虎虎。
God is not taking.
神知道他是长到五岁的时候，他只能到达那一个光景。
God knows that as he grows to 5 years old, this is.
如果他达到那一个光景，主就说他满分。
If he attains to that state, then God says he has the full score.
你如果长到一百岁啊，你没有长到一百岁该有的那个光景，那你就不及格。
If you are 100 years old, but you have not attained the state of 100 years old,
虽然你摆出来的已经到了99岁
，even though what you have put forward is 99,
还只不过差一年而已啊！你说
，there's only one more year to go，
就是那么一年，你就不及格
，and it is because of that one year，
因为你就是没有达到该达到的那一个
，because you have not attained what you should have。
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters,
原来神是这样看我们的。
This is how God looks at us.
神要叫我们看见我们那个追求的目标是那样的明确在哪里。
God wants us to see that the goal we must seek after is so clear.
但是对着我们这些人来说，它是具体的来定规我们到达什么光景就算是满分。
But for each one of us, He has a detailed a requirement as to at what state have we reached perfection.
神不要我们拿人和人来做比较。
God does not want us to compare men to men.
神是让我们去看他公义的处理来认识事情。
God wants us to allow us to see His righteous way of measuring things.
那我们是在感谢我们的主。
And we truly thank our Lord.
那是当保罗在那里把他在属灵追求成长那个经历交通给我们的时候。
As Paul has fellowship with us about his spiritual experience.
我们把它非常简单的归纳起来。
We very simply summarize it.
两句话。
Two statements.
第一。
First.
基督是目标。
Christ is the goal.
第二,
Second,
你到什么地步就照什么地步行。
You shall walk to the degree that you have already attained.
你不要好高骛远。
You do not look too high.
我才不过是十岁的小孩。
I'm only 10 years old.
我看见五六岁的那些老弟兄、老弟、老姊妹的时候
，When I see these older brothers,
我就说我要跟他们一样。
And then I say I want to be the same as them.
心智你是可以
，You can think about it.
但是你不绝对不可能达到他们那时候的光景。
But it is impossible for you to attain to their state.
感谢神。
Thank the God.
神是看着我们的实际的情形来。给我们做评定。
God measures us according to each one of our state.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们感觉很受安慰。
We feel much comforted.
因为我们的神不是那样，一刀切下来就是，若不是这样就是那样。
Because our Lord does not cut things this way or that way.
他只是给我们很清楚的看见。
He only clearly shows us.
基督是他要给我们的。
Christ is what he wants to give us.
因此我们得着基督，这是我们的目标。
Therefore, to attain Christ is our goal.
但是我们到了什么地步？
But what state we are in?
我们就该活出什么地步的光景？
And that is the state that we should live out.
我们维持我们在主面前的安息。
We retain the rest we have before our Lord.
叫我们的脚步不偏离基督。
So that our footsteps are not deviated from Christ.
我不是看我今天得了多少。
I do not see how much I have attained.
我是看我今天是不是向着基督去靠近。
But I what I look at is whether or not I am closer to Christ.
我不在那里计算我成就了多少神要我做成就的他的旨意。
I do not count how much I have already accomplished God's
will. 我是要留意的，我是不是在他的旨意里头继续的往前行。
But what I want to pay attention to is whether or not I am still pressing forward in his will.
这是保罗给我们所交通的，那整这一个信息里面我们把它归纳出来。
And this is what we summarized in what Paul has said to us.
就是这么一件事情。
It is this way.
向着基督。
Towards Christ.
活在安息里。
To live in peace and rest.
叫我们稳步的走在神要我们走的路上。
So that we walk steadily on the path that God wants us to walk.
直到我们见主的面。
Until we see the Lord.
站立在他的面前。
And standing before him.
欢然的见他。
Joyfully seeing him.
好不好，我们再来唱一次这一首诗歌。
Let us sing this hymn one more time.
愿意我们的主借着诗歌里边的那首话和我们这次交通的腓立比的信息，在我们里头给我们一个，不说一个新的开始嘛，说是一个更新的开始。
We let us use these words in a hymn and the message the Lord has given us through the book of Philippians to let us not have a new beginning but a renewed beginning.
让我们余下的日子在主的面前一一的蒙赎算。
So that all the rest of our days shall be counted before the Lord.
而我们也有把握的那一天，欢然的见他。
And we have the certainty that we will see him joyfully.
个人是如此。
Individually like this.
教会也是如此。
And the church will be like this as well.
等到主显现的时候。
When God comes again.
我们个人的生命成熟了。
Our individual lives have matured.
教会也装成。
And the church is matured as well.
如同新妇等候新郎。
As the bride waits for the groom.
欢然见他。
To joyfully see him.
我们还是像刚才那样唱哈，第二节的末了，第三节的末了。
At the end of verse 2 and 3, we will sing the way we did.
来，主啊，主啊，我在这里，求你，求你听我心语，我愿献全身作为活祭。遵行神旨意， 求你欢喜，你成为我所留你的自己，我怎能对你无情无义，全心全意为你而活，直到那日焕然见你。主啊，我在这里，求你听我细语，我甘愿不再满足自己，只求你成全我的心意。你舍命完成了父神之意，我怎肯偏离半途放弃。主，我专一随你作主，直到那日焕然见你。主啊，我在这里，求你听我细语，我可想那日快速临近，教会满欢心因你在临，你引领众生徒走过艰辛，我怎可不朝标杆前行，伴我行完你的旨意，幸福终成焕然见你，幸福终成焕然见你。主啊，我们都在这里。
Lord, we are all here.
但愿你自己的话常常照明我们的里面和外面。
Pray that your words will continuously shine upon us inside and out.
叫我们真知道我们所蒙的恩是何等的大，又是何等的深。
So that we know how great and how deep is the grace that we have received.
主啊，你不是仅仅把一些恩典的事物赏给我们。
Lord, you have not only blessed us with things.
你是把你的自己赏赐给我们。
You have given us yourself.
你要叫我们这些人以得着你作为我们追求的目标。
You want us to have the goal of attaining you.
因为父神的定义是如此。
Because the Father has decided so.
从起初父就是这样的安排。
From the beginning, this is the Father's plan.
我们失去了，父就把我们寻找。
We are lost, and the Father seeked after us.
一直把我们寻找到原来我们该站的那一个位置上。
To find us to the place where we should stand.
主啊，我们算是什么？
Lord, what are we?
我们不过是出于尘土。
We come from the dust.
我们所有的在你面前都是顶撞和惹你的怒气。
And all the things we have before you are things that would anger you and are disobedient.
但是你好像并不看重这一些。
But it is as if you do not look highly upon this.
你只是看重我们这个人，必须要回转到你自己的面前。
You only look at that us men have to return to you.
所以你付了何等的代价来把我们赎回。
Therefore, you have paid such high price to redeem us.
主，我们敬拜你，我们感谢你。
Lord, we worship you and we thank you.
但愿我们的主，你让我们里面给照明。
Pray that you enlighten us from inside.
实际的领会你在我们身上所有一切的安排和定义。
To truly understand all of your plan in us.
吸引我们的心思和我们的脚步都朝向你自己的儿子。
Attract our footsteps and our mind to go after your son.
让我们众人都在你面前被带到一个地步，毫无保留地磨成你自己儿子的形象。
So that we can be carried to a point that we are formed in the image of your Son.
叫你天上的心意满足。
So that your will in heaven may be satisfied.
也叫我们这些地上的人喜乐。
And those of us in this world may be joyful.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
谢谢你，因为你一直是用恩典和怜悯来纪念我们。
Thank you because you have always remembered us with grace and mercy.
求主继续扶持我们，不偏离你的道路和你的心意。
Pray that the Lord you will guide us so that we do not deviate from your path and your will.
主，谢谢你，因为你不住的借着你说过的话向我们一说再说。
Lord, we thank you because you have continuously spoken to us with your words.
求主叫我们这些有耳朵的都听见。
We ask the Lord that those of us who have ear may hear.
听见圣灵向众教会所说的话。
To hear the words of the Holy Spirit to all the churches.
就叫我们毫无保留的来跟随你的脚踪。
So without holding anything back, we can follow your footsteps.
来成全父神在创世以前所定规的旨意。
To fulfill God's will before the creation of the world.
叫荣耀、称颂、感谢、爱戴都归给我们的神和被杀的羔羊。
So that glory, praise, and love can all be to the Lamb that has been slain.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.